Tonight on the Worldview Report, Donald Trump is warned by a well-known conservative podcaster not to pick Nikki Haley as his running mate. Jeffrey Epstein's contact list is finally released, and there are some surprises. Election integrity group True the Vote, well, they were just handed a major legal victory in Georgia after a federal judge ruled that its challenges of the eligibility of thousands of voters in the 2021 elections in Georgia did not violate the Voting Rights Act. The Justice Department, they just busted six high-end brothels operating in Washington, D.C. and Boston. And it's an alleged operation that was serving as an espionage honeypot operation conducted by foreign nations to blackmail U.S. politicians, bureaucrats, and businessmen. And a major Protestant denomination has come out with new guidelines instructing its leaders to declare their pronouns. Stop using traditional terms like husband and wife, which might offend non-binary and other LGBTQ people, they say. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight's broadcast with an insightful take on the deep state power structure and how it works. Many political pundits have been laying the groundwork lately and making the case for Nikki Haley to be Donald Trump's running mate. That's right, globalist Nikki Haley on the ballot with America First proponent Donald Trump. How would that work? Not good. Well, here's Monica Crowley on her recent podcast, discussing the possibility and who's pushing this on Donald Trump. Watch.
You think back to, say, 1960 with John F. Kennedy. The system went to Kennedy and said, you will choose Lyndon Johnson as your running mate. And then, of course, we all know what happened to JFK. Fast forward with Ronald Reagan, you know, the Reagans hated the Bushes, especially Mrs. Reagan hated George H.W. Bush, but the system approached Reagan and said, you will choose George H.W. Bush as your vice president. This has happened over and over again throughout history. You know, George W. Bush, the system came to him and said, you will choose Dick Cheney as your vice president. So I think in this case, we all know that Donald Trump is his own best advisor, and he listens to advice, but he's certainly not going to hear advice or counsel from the deep state. And I think the deep state, the military-industrial complex, they are pushing Nikki Haley, because just like with those other presidents, they need a presence inside a White House to do their bidding and to wield this kind of influence on the sitting president. But Donald Trump, after being gone through everything that he has gone through, is not having it. So while I think maybe these deep state powers that be came to him and said, you will choose Nikki Haley as your running mate, he is saying no, which makes him even more of a direct threat to the deep state and the all the dark forces out there, the globalists, because they know that they cannot control him. And if he has a vice president that they also cannot control, well, then they know all bets are off here. So it's going to be interesting to see who Trump considers. I think he still believes he needs a female candidate. I don't know whether or not that's true, but there are so many great America Firsters here. And you know what, Natalie, to me, and I don't know this to be true, but I suspect that President Trump, when he's doing this calculation for a running mate, he's got a couple of criteria. The first one is it has to be somebody who is loyal, And not just to him, but to the America First movement. So no more Republican tools, no more establishment figures, certainly not a deep state figure. The second criteria would be that they're willing and able to do the job of the presidency if, God forbid, something were to happen to him. And three, that they are completely aligned with the MAGA movement as well. He needs someone he can trust. Not just personally, which he does need that, but also someone he can trust with the agenda. Because remember, he can only serve one term. So whoever he chooses is going to be the logical heir to the America First movement.
If Trump falls for this blatant power play, well, then he hasn't learned anything from his first term, when many of his closest advisors and even Vice President Mike Pence worked behind his back to sabotage his policies and his administration. Well, here's Haley's latest attempt to communicate just how liberal and globalist she really is.
But let's keep in mind, these people that are wanting to come here, they want to come for a better life too. They have kids too. They have a heart too. So we don't need to be disrespectful. We don't need to talk about them as criminals. They're not. They're families that want a better life, and they're desperate to get here.
Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Illegal aliens should be respected, and we should not call them criminals, even though they illegally crashed our borders. And no, they are not all families looking to come here for a better life for their children. In fact, the vast majority of those who illegally entered the U.S. over the last year, well, they seem to be single males of military age. And that's been documented. We have the videos and the reports from the border. So there you go. The Wall Street Journal reports that the circle of people who associated with pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein years after he was a convicted sex offender is wider than previously reported. That's according to court documents that include his schedules and appointments. The journal cited court documents showing that William Burns, director of the Central Intelligence Agency since 2021, had three meetings scheduled with Epstein in 2014 when he was Deputy Secretary of State. They first met in Washington, and then Burns visited Epstein's townhouse in Manhattan. Catherine Rumler, a White House counsel under President Barack Obama, reportedly had dozens of meetings with Epstein in the years after her White House service and before she became a top lawyer at Goldman Sachs. Epstein, well, he reportedly also planned for her to join a 2015 trip to Paris and a 2017 visit to his private island in the Caribbean. That's what the journal reported. Bill Clinton's name, well, it appeared multiple times in the hundreds of pages of documents released Wednesday. One of Epstein's female victims said in a deposition that Epstein told her Bill Clinton, quote, likes them young, end quote. More than 150 people were named in the documents, including Epstein's former associates and journalists who covered the story. Some of the others included on Epstein's list of contacts included the UK royal Prince Andrew, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, hedge fund manager Glenn Dubin, magician David Copperfield, former Vice President Al Gore, physicist Stephen Hawking, Michael Jackson, Hyatt Hotels chairman Thomas Pritzker, supermodel Naomi Campbell, actor Kevin Spacey, actress Kate Blanchett, actor Leonardo DiCaprio, actor Bruce Willis, Star Wars creator George Lucas, and actress Cameron Diaz. Of course, these were the names listed in the report. Not everybody was accused of impropriety. You'll have to read the full report for details. Iran said attacks that killed nearly 100 Iranian civilians in the central part of the country were carried out to punish its stance against Israel, the latest sign that the war between the Jewish state and Hamas could mushroom into a broader regional conflict or even world war. Of course, ISIS is now claiming responsibility. Whether they did it or not is unknown. But ISIS is pretty accurate in, well, admitting to their crimes and boasting about them. The blast near the grave of Iranian commander Soleimani left at least 95 Iranians dead and 211 others injured. This happened on Wednesday of this week. According to Iran's health minister speaking on television, this is how we know these facts. In fact, here is a video that captured the moment of the blast. Soleimani, one of Iran's most notorious terror plotters, was killed in a U.S. drone strike that was ordered by former President Donald Trump. Iran cited its opposition to Israel as the motive for the graveyard attack. But U.S. State Department spokesman Matt Miller said, quote, "We have no reason to believe that Israel was involved in this explosion," end quote. Then he added, quote, "The United States was not involved in any way. And any suggestion to the contrary is ridiculous," end quote. The initial U.S. supposition is that Islamic State or a related group was responsible. That's according to two people familiar with the government's analysis. Israel's foreign ministry said it had no comment on the blast. Regardless of who may have perpetrated the attack, it will lead and is already leading to increased tensions in the Middle East, which, of course, is a powder keg ready to go off. Since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, the Houthis, which is an Iranian proxy force in Yemen, have fired missiles and drones against commercial ships in the Red Sea, while Hezbollah, they've launched attacks against Israel from its bases in Lebanon. Now we have the bombing in Iran, so we'll keep you posted on this developing story. Election integrity group True the Vote declared a legal victory this week against the Georgia Marxist Communist, and that's, I believe, what she is, Stacey Abrams, after a federal judge ruled her group's mass challenges of the eligibility of voters in the 2021 Senate runoff elections in Georgia did not violate the Voting Rights Act. In a 145-page order, U.S. District Judge Stephen Jones, an Obama appointee, by the way, said Fair Fight, a group founded by Abrams, failed to show True the Vote's efforts were illegal. True the Vote stated in a press release, quote, "A federal court in the Northern District of Georgia today affirmed that citizens have the right to lawfully petition their government in support of election integrity without fear of persecution or prosecution. In a resounding vindication, TTV successfully defended its actions of December 2020, aiding Georgia citizens in filing elector challenges based on data showing over 364,000 voters appeared to be ineligible to vote due to change in residency," end quote. TTV further declared, quote, "This victory is a testament to every American's constitutional right to free speech and the importance of actively participating in the electoral process," end quote. In a post to X, True the Vote president, Catherine Engelbrecht, stated, quote, "Today's ruling sends a clear message to those who would attempt to control the course of our nation through lawfare and intimidation. American citizens will not be silenced," end quote. Several high-end brothels and escort services operating in Washington, D.C. and Boston suburbs were an espionage honeypot operation conducted by foreign nations to blackmail U.S. officials. That's according to intelligence experts. The six brothels that comprised the sex ring were headed by a 41-year-old South Korean woman who allegedly targeted politicians, high-ranking government officials, and defense contractors. Quote, "Having the Koreans out front could have been a false flag to give China or another country plausible deniability if the plot unraveled," end quote. That's what a former CIA senior operations officer told the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail reports, quote, "Han Lee, the alleged mastermind, and Jimmy Yong Lee, 30, and James Lee, 68, all South Korean-born U.S. nationals, were charged in November with running the sex ring. The three Lees are not related," end quote. Han and Jimmy Yong both live in the Boston area, where four of the brothels are located. James lives in Torrance, a suburb of Los Angeles. members of Congress, military officers, and national security contractors who, quote, possessed security clearances, end quote, were among the steady customers at the, quote, high-end brothels, end quote, run by the Ring. That's what prosecutors told the Daily Mail. The Ring's clients, who paid up to $600 an hour, included corporate executives, professors, lawyers, and scientists. The ex-CIA officer told the Daily Mail, quote, the girls start by asking for a small favor that's at the edge of the target's comfort zone and try to keep expanding the zone and turn small favors into big favors, end quote. The DOJ, well, they first launched an investigation into the massive sex ring in November of last year. According to a federal affidavit written by a DHS special agent, some of the clients of the prostitution ring included, quote, politicians, pharmaceutical executives, doctors, military officers, government contractors that possess security clearances, professors, lawyers, business executives, technology company executives, scientists, accountants, retail employees, and students, end quote. Prosecutors, well, they said the locations of the sex ring was an indication that the operation was a honey trap for federal government officials. Two of the brothels, well, they were operated from units in luxury apartment buildings in the Virginia suburbs outside of the U.S. Capitol. The surrounding area, well, it's populated by giants of the military-industrial complex, such as Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and General Dynamics. Boston, where the other four brothels operated, well, it's also a haven for defense contractors. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Thanks again for joining us tonight and every night. And don't forget, these broadcasts are also posted and archived for you to watch and share with your family and friends at worldviewtube.com. Worldviewtube.com. You'll find all the programs that I produce, and not all of them are my programs. I produce a lot of shows for a lot of different wonderful broadcasters, and you'll find them on demand, free, as a public service and ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and the WVW Foundation. In fact, if you would like to help us so we can push out more programming, absolutely 100% free of charge to the viewer. By the way, it's not free to us. We have to pay the bandwidth, the production cost. You don't even want to begin to understand all the bills related to producing live television. It's enormously expensive. But if you'd like to help us cover some of that cost so we can keep pushing out free programming as a public service and a ministry, then we sure appreciate your support at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors. Even if you could just sign up and contribute $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever. We're looking for more regular monthly contributors so we know our budgets are met so we can continue to go and grow and do more expansion and offer up more programs and more hosting programs so we can grow with your help. WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you. Well, we've reported a lot lately on the scam being played on America and the world with regard to the globalists and their obsession with making everything electric. Gas and oil are bad. Natural gas is bad. Coal is bad. Convert it all to the electric grid. which, of course, is incapable of handling the extra burden. They want all stoves, furnaces, lawn equipment, cars, everything converted over to digitally trackable electric power. Now, we have a story out of Philadelphia, and it takes their obsession to a whole new level of absurdity. As NBC 10 reports, Philadelphia's city-owned electric vehicles frequently line up at public charging stations along with everyday motorists. And guess what? It's causing longer wait times for everybody. Reporters visited charging stations numerous times during work hours and routinely found city employees either waiting in line for a charger or waiting for their vehicle to finish charging, which can take up to an hour. Some city employees told NBC 10 they used the downtime to catch up on paperwork, while others sat in their cars, apparently watching videos on their phones. Inspectors with Philadelphia's Department of Licenses and Inspections, well, they spend their work days obviously going to buildings and job sites. And any time spent waiting to charge, well, that's wasted time. Motorists complained about having to wait in line along with city workers drawing taxpayer-funded salaries, with one noting that city vehicles should, quote, have a way to charge overnight in their own facility, end quote. Well, it turns out they do. That's what NBC 10 reported. Philadelphia, well, they have 107 chargers to serve its fleet of 261 electric vehicles, but the chargers are poorly distributed. In fact, they found that many of the city's chargers are located at city-owned repair facilities, while others are installed at police departments and prison complexes that have no electric vehicles. Bloomberg reports that BP and Equinor ASA have terminated their power agreement with New York State for a massive 1.3 gigawatt wind farm in the Atlantic Ocean, blaming changing economic circumstances that made the Empire Wind 2 project unviable. The company said they plan to seek new offtake opportunities. That's according to a statement that came out on Wednesday. BP and Equinor, they were among a group of developers that were rebuffed in October after asking state regulators for higher rates to deliver power from offshore wind farms. The rejection, well, it was just the latest blow to the U.S. offshore wind industry, which is struggling to adjust to rising inflation, supply chain issues, and other factors, well, that have driven up costs. Many projects, they are now in jeopardy as developers are forced to, well, recalculate the numbers for proposals originally modeled years ago. That's according to Bloomberg. Timothy Fox, an analyst at Clearview Energy Partners, told Bloomberg, quote, "It appears that the economies of scale just aren't enough to help these projects amid these microeconomic events. All those projects were on the bubble. So it's not surprising that Equinor and BP want to reduce some of the risk they're facing," end quote. Well, the economics of these projects, if we're honest, they never made sense. They'll never be able to compete with oil, gas, and coal without massive government subsidies, which means you and I, the taxpayers, pay for that. But folks like Al Gore and John Kerry, well, they lied to us, and I think they'll continue to lie while staring reality in the face. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Vivek Ramaswamy delivered an epic beatdown to a Washington Post reporter who tried to race bait him at a town hall while on the campaign circuit this week. Take a look.
You didn't say that you condemn white supremacy.
I'm not going to recite some catechism for you. I'm against vicious racial discrimination in this country. So I'm not pledging allegiance to your new religion of modern wokeism, which absolutely fits the test. I'm not going to bend the knee to your religion. I'm sorry. I'm not asking you to bend the knee to mine, and I'm not going to bend the knee to yours. But do I condemn vicious racial discrimination? Yes, I do. Am I going to play your silly game of gotcha? No, I'm not. And frankly, this is why people have lost trust. And I know you're going to go print the headline tomorrow. I already know this. We already know how your game works. Vivek Ramaswamy refuses to condemn white supremacy because you asked a stupid question. The reality is, I condemn vicious racial discrimination in this country, but the kind of vicious and systematic racial discrimination we see today is discrimination on the basis of race in a very different direction. You want to know what the best way is to end discrimination on the basis of race? Stop discriminating on the basis of race. Do that, and we're going to move this country forward. And I don't care whether you're black or white or brown or anything in between. That's how we're going to unite this country. You people have been responsible for dividing this country to a breaking point, creating a projection of national division. I meet people from the south side of Chicago to meetings like this one of every shade of melanin, multiple from man to woman, doesn't make a difference, who are hungry for reviving unity in this country. And you, with your catechism that you try to get as politicians to whatever fake headline you're going to print on the basis of this conversation tomorrow, that's what's dividing this country to a breaking point. Shame on you. Look people in the eye and tell them what you've actually failed to tell them for the last 5 years. Own the accountability for your own failures as the media. That's how we rebuild trust in this country. And until then, I don't have a lot of patience to play the games.
That's what it's all about. Divide and conquer. Keep the masses distrustful of each other and of their leaders. So good for Ramaswamy for calling the fake news corporate media out. Do not take this, folks, as an endorsement of Ramaswamy's campaign. It's not. I'm just simply drawing attention to a truth bomb along with the fact that it's an overdue truth bomb. And it was dropped right there on the corrupt media by someone other than Donald Trump. The mainstream corporate media, well, we know they lack any credibility. And we should not treat them with the decorum that we have in the past. They have no principles other than pushing their progressive Marxist agenda. And they long ago threw out the window any pretense of being fair and balanced, let alone honest. They're not honest reporters of the news. They're propagandists. They're promoters of lies. And that's why this broadcast here is growing. Absolutely growing. As Roger Stone said the other day in an article, there are millions watching this broadcast. And we know that to be true. And thank you for watching. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for tuning in and for telling your friends and family about it. And thank you for your support. There are really two ways you can support us. One is through our foundation, wvwfoundation.com. The other is by, well, supporting our advertisers. We have several of them. One of them is Bella Grace. It's a company that my wife brought us after trying this elixir for several weeks. She got great results. You've heard her own testimony on camera where her hairdresser of over 13 years asked, "What's with all the new hair growth on top of your head?" I've told you firsthand how my hands have been cracked and bleeding by this time every year for years and years and years. Look at my hands. No cracks, no bleeding. And I'm going to show you the before and after pictures here because I have some of these pictures back from a few years ago, a year ago or more. I'm going to show you. I don't know why my hands aren't cracked and bleeding, but the only thing different I've done is take this elixir twice a day. And it has things in it like collagen, which men, we need collagen. It helps with our tissues, by the way, and our flexibility. And then it's got astaxanthin, which is, well, something that crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's great for cognitive health, gets to the, well, cellular level. And then it's got cat's claw, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. You don't have to take my word for it. There are 80 clinical trials on this. You should get a subscription. My wife and I get a box. We get two boxes in the mail at our front door every month because we both take two of these a day. You'll find the full details, including the 80 clinical trials, at melissahouse.bellagrace.com. melissahouse.bellagrace.com. What I was going to say is we're getting a lot of your testimonials by email, by handwritten letters, by voicemails. We're now getting your testimonials. I thank you for sharing your testimonials. I got one today. My wife let me hear a voicemail from one of you. It's amazing to hear the results you're getting. I've shared some of my results. My wife shared some of her results. Now we're hearing from some of you. That's excellent. You can, again, check out the testimonials of others and read the 80 clinical trials at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. One of our other sponsors, of course, is MyPillow.com/B66. MyPillow.com/B66. Now, if you use that promo code right now, you'll get free shipping. That's for a very limited time. Free shipping. MyPillow.com/B66. You might want to order things that are heavy, like a mattress. Order a MyPillow mattress. It shows up in a box at your door, but you won't have to pay for the heavy shipping because it's free right now. When you use the promo code B66, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more, you'll find it at mypillow.com/B66. Free shipping for a limited time. Also, don't forget about twc.health/Brandon. You can get your own emergency medical kit from the wellness company, my friend Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe. 8 medications in here. They require a prescription. I have them for my family. In fact, we had to use one over the Christmas break for Logan because he came down with something, and we were able to use the ivermectin, the amoxicillin, etc. So again, you might want to have these on hand. And as Dr. Thorpe has said, what you get this whole kit for, a lot of times you'd pay for just one of the meds at your local pharmacy. So you're getting a great deal. Have these on hand in case there's a disruption in just-in-time inventory or critical infrastructure that would keep you from getting life-saving meds. Because again, something that's not treated with an antibiotic can become a real problem, right? So why not have this on hand? TWC.health/Brannon. TWC.health/Brannon. These are a couple of our sponsors and advertisers. So thank you for supporting us by purchasing from them. Well, till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.